If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 6th day of September 2010. If I sound like I'm awake, I'm using my announcer's voice. I did the first hour of my radio show asleep most days. A lot of people don't know that. Well, kind of sorry I let that one out of the bag. Anyway, I'm beat. I'm going to take, today's a holiday in the States, and I'm going to take it easy today. Although I did stay in touch. I maybe got a couple hours sleep during the whole thing, but I kept my iPod going so I could look at the corner of my eye. Even in my mother's nursing home, I was watching. Yeah, it was cool. I did yard work to it. I had it on. I had my iPod on me, and I was streaming. And I heard, I didn't see, but I heard when Gary brought the little monkey thing that they were auctioning off, and he asked Miles to kiss it. And so I'm listening to the audio. I can't see it. I'd pull it out of my pocket and watch it a little bit. Then, you know, I had to edge my yard. Stickade 2010 was an enormous success. I mean, just amazing. Broke all the records. I mean, you know all this. I'm not telling you anything new. But I'm not going to tell you everything I know either. But over a million people watch this thing. I mean, and this is going to have huge implications for next year. So, oh man, have they got their work cut out for them? But does he have the right team in place? If you think about it, you know, this is so amazing because it really is a celebration of a YouTube channel and a presence on the internet. And Miles is one of these great spokespeople. I see him on Sky TV and BBC. They interview him all the time, and that's because he's well spoken. He knows how to take the cues from the interviewer and when to rap and when to go long, and so, you know, the guy is really a pro. And so they use him and they get him to commentate on things like this because he knows what he's doing, and what he says is absolutely true, and that is that the internet and YouTube and interactive channels can be used to do incredible good. It's like everything else in the world. There are things that are bad and good things that can be made bad because of people that are just confused and dazed and crazy, but, you know, for the most part, my experience on YouTube has been fantastic. And look at what's been done. If you think about it in the worldwide terms, there are going to be a lot of kids whose life's going to be made better by what went on this weekend. It may have been painful for the people doing it. I mean, you know, staying up 24 hours is not easy. And I meant what I said about Charlie McDonald. I mean, he's obviously a stand-up guy because you can't fake that for 24 hours. I mean, you know, if you're a person that blows up under stress, it's going to come out during a telethon. So I was so amazed and so impressed. Everybody on the crew, Miles Dyer, he has assembled the best crew anywhere, obviously, because it all came together. Even the glitches, you know, they made it work. You're gonna have glitches. Things are gonna happen. It's live and it's only done once a year. So, hats off to everybody. I mean, and without people watching and without people contributing, and it really did work. You know, this everybody just giving a pound, everybody giving a dollar thing really is true. And we need to remember this next year. Just right on the offset, everybody go and just donate a pound. You know, let's get 10,000 pounds just right out of the box, and then give whatever else you can as the 24 hours continues. Congratulations to everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.